98.1 KZE, it's MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Friday. From Jane Street Arts Center, Carl Van Brunt and Ben Neal are here. Carl's work, Dialogues with a Machine, is on display now through December 3rd. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks great to be here.
For having us.
Yeah, so let's start out by talking about Dialogues with a Machine. We were just discussing a little bit of the programming that you use to make your work, but take it away. Tell us all about it.
Okay, well, I've been doing digital art for several decades, let's say. Mm-hmm. And basically, I like to be surprised by what I do.
Yeah.
And so I experiment a lot with different kinds of effects and different kinds of software to see what kinds of stuff I can come up with. And eventually, after a lot of trial and error, I'll hit upon something that I like and develop that further. I use Painter, which is a kind of software that emulates painting, paintbrushes, and all that kind of stuff. And it makes use of a digital tablet, which is pressure sensitive. So it's very much like painting. So I consider my work to be a continuation of traditional painting, mm-hmm. But just in a different way of distributing pixels and instead of pigment over a surface and coming up with images I've never seen before, and hopefully you haven't either.
Yeah, I mean, based on what I've seen so far, I don't think I have. What got you interested in that medium?
I was telling Ben on the way up, I was walking through a building that had a lot of, down in NYC, and back when I was doing some freelance and advertising, and just happened upon this little company called Apple, which nobody knew of at that time. And they had a little machine called the Apple IIGS, I think it was. And they said, wow, you can make art with this thing. And I said, well, it sounds good. I'm getting tired of watching the paint dry, as one painter famously said. From there, I just followed the technology as it expanded and from one program to the next, but always keeping in mind that my Williams College art history education and, you know, travels to Europe and things like that, that had me in touch with the history of painting. So again, I feel like I'm continuing in my own little way the history of painting now in a digital way.
Yeah.
And this actually extends into what Ben and I are doing together, because gradually I got tired of seeing the images stay still, so I started doing animation. And when I started doing that, Ben and I got together and started doing a couple performances we called Chaotica 1 and 2, where he used my animations and I used his music, and we developed ways of Ben developed ways of improvising on that, so there's some spontaneity involved. And this time around, he showed me how to use a board with different effects and things, so I'll be able to alter my own pictures to a certain extent as well.
So before this, were you a part of the musical performance, or did you just kind of like let Ben go? And
basically, I created the animations with his music as soundtracks, but then he riffed on the soundtracks as the animations were shown on a big screen. This time, it's pretty much the same, except that I will be also helping manipulate the animations on the fly.
Awesome.
So this performance, if you go to it, will be one of a kind, never to be repeated.
Yeah, truly. Before we get too deep into talking about Chaotica 3, I want to ask just a little bit more about Dialogues with a Machine. So, over the years that you've been doing this, I'm wondering, is this current exhibition, is this more like the most recent era of your works, or are we going to see some pieces from throughout your work with...
Discussed this with the owner of the gallery, and we decided to go with all new works. So it's 2023.
Just 2023?
Yeah, wow. Pretty much. Maybe a little 2022, but during the last 12 months, basically. I work a lot.
Yeah, and some with AI, you had said. You're using...
Yeah, well, the... I'm laughing because there's some things I won't say. there are instances where I can do work while I'm doing something else. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are these little applications that run on my phone that I can use. And one of them is called Night Cafe, and another one's called Playform.io. And those are both AI things. Mm-hmm. So I can start with the drawing that I made and ask AI to manipulate that in certain ways.
Yeah.
But I work at DIA, and I noticed that Saul LeWitt, who was a very famous artist in the past, eventually made art that was instructions, basically. He considered the instructions to be the art. Mm. So other people executed his art from his instructions. So now I'm instructing the machine to do things, and then I use my curator background to choose the images I want to develop or exhibit. And so it's this way of combining all the experience I've had. Now when I do this with Ben, it's everything I'm interested in one
fell swoop. It's really interesting to me because I know there's been a lot of dialogue around AI, and I know a lot of artists are not big fans, so I think it's really cool that you are using it to further your art. And you know,
I figure I live now, mm-hmm. so I should be using the technology of now. You know, that's what artists have always done. I mean, from tempera to fresco to oil paint to acrylic, you know. And at this point in time, I can, as I said, distribute pixels across the machine, but then I can print that out, and that distributes pigment across the surface. It's still painting. It's just a different means, although I have some interesting discussions with artists about that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Carl Van Brunt is one of my guests. His exhibition, Dialogues of the Machine, is on display at Jane Street Art Center through December 3rd. Sunday, November 12th, 3 p.m., you guys are doing something really cool. Ben Neal is my other guest today. And Ben, you have a mutant trumpet.
That's right.
Tell me all about the mutant trumpet.
Well, I started developing this instrument back in the 80s. It's a multi-belled hybrid electroacoustic instrument. I originally developed the electronic part with Robert Moog, the synthesizer pioneer. And similar to Carl, I just continued to develop it. It's been my main vehicle for my work as a composer-performer, really, mm-hmm. For several decades. And it's got three bells. One of the bells is actually a small trombone slide, so it's like a little slide trumpet, and a lot of sophisticated interfaces with technology. There, my notes and dynamics are being sensed, as well as 28 different controllers that I can use, different kinds of potentiometers, joysticks, distance sensors, and those kinds of things that I can use to control audio as well as video.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a lifelong project, really. I'm on the fourth iteration of it. And in some ways, I feel like it's really only within the last few years that I have fully been able to realize what my original idea was, which was to be able to make a complete musical statement just with the sounds that I am generating acoustically and the processing and sampling, etc., that I do with no synthesizers or anything else. Like, all of the sounds emanate from the physical acoustic sounds that I'm making in real time, and that's what people will be hearing who come to the performance. And therefore it is improvisatory in that sense. In that I will never, even if I wanted to, I would not be able to replicate exactly the same thing that's going to happen because of, again, similar to what Carl's talking about, I'm working with a number of different programs and seeking out a kind of chaotic interaction where I'm not absolutely sure what I'm going to get back.
Yeah.
It's not totally random either, though. It's not totally random because I work with a lot of numerical structures, harmonics. In this case, a lot of the music that I'm doing is based around Fibonacci, the Fibonacci series, mm-hmm. just the first few numbers of the Fibonacci series. But then within that, there's a good deal of improvisation that happens to try to get to spontaneity. And then when we combine that, crossing our improvisations across sound and video, then we get these kind of unexpected things to happen that hopefully are delightful.
Yeah. Well, this will be the third iteration of Chaotica. So, you know, how are you approaching this one differently from the first two?
Well, I think the main development for me is that I'm actually going to have some sliders that
yeah.
I can use.
Yeah, he's actually going to be performing it. When we did it before, we actually had some other musicians involved. Mimi Gazy, who's a fantastic singer who lives over in Woodstock, and she and I collaborated for many years. She was well known for her work with the alt-rock band Hugo Largo and the early 90s, and percussionist Amarildo Costa. So this one will be the first time that we're just doing it as a duo, and some different musical material that is newer things that I've been doing over the last couple of years that are more in a sort of the purely ambient meditative kind of vocabulary. I might, you know, throw a couple of grooves in, but
can't resist.
Yeah.
Ben Neal and Carl Van Brunt are my guests today. Chaotica 3 is the live performance combining Carl's work with dialogues with the machine and digital painting with Ben's work with the audio medium and the mutant trumpet. The live performance takes place Sunday, November 12th, 3 p.m. at Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties. And as you've heard, will be a one-of-a-kind experience. It will never happen in exactly this way again. So the only way to hear what happens and see what happens is to be there. How did you bring these two art forms together? I'm imagining that you kind of like developed them separately and then met and were like, oh, these go together. Or am I wrong?
I think you got it just about exactly right. You know, I mean, I had a gallery in Beacon for 10 years, and Ben was a musical force in the area. So I think I invited him to do at least one or two concerts.
I played in the gallery a few times. Yeah. And I think you showed one of the video pieces, installation thing that we did. It seems to be a natural affinity. I mean, I think the way that we're both interested in these structures of things like fractals and harmonics and improvising with those to create something that creates something unexpected, mm-hmm. you know, it's a dynamic that I think we really share, and I just also think the aesthetics of what we both do in terms of what the images look like and the music sounds like, it feels like it's in the same world. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, even just from the example that I've seen on Jane Street's website and hearing kind of what you're both talking about, it seems very aligned.
Well,
Kandinsky famously wanted to make art like music. Mm. So I think we're doing our own 21st century version of that.
Yeah.
So the most of the imagery that I'm using in my animations is abstract, although I do other kinds of things in other pictures. But that's the kind that really works together well with Ben's music. So basically, I'm making visual music and he's making auditory music, mm-hmm. and we can each affect each other's thing that we're doing, and I don't know, I think the combination's pretty cool. The response has been pretty good the couple of times we've done it before.
Yeah.
Where have you done it in the past?
Down in Beacon at the Howland
Center.
Which
is really nice,
beautiful building.
It was quite a chore to hang a giant screen in there, which we did a couple of times.
25
but it worked. Yeah.
This
so,
one's
but Jane Street has some really nice facility. It's a beautiful space for something like this. I think it's ideal for us.
Right? Yeah, the gallery is interesting in that it has a more traditional white cube kind of gallery space, and then another space that's dedicated to performance, where they've got sound panels and all kinds of stuff to really enhance that.
Yeah. Well, we were thrilled that you're bringing this to Jane Street Art Center. Again, that's it's Chaotica 3 is the performance, and don't miss it because it's never going to happen in exactly this way again. That's Sunday, November 12th at 3 at Jane Street Art Center, and Carl Van Brunt's Dialogues with the Machine on display through December 3rd. Carl, Ben, this has been so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
We will be right back with more music on KZE. We got your community bulletin board right now.